morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Yes, hi. Is this the Exotics Vet, Redcliffe?
Yes, it is.
Hi. We've got a pet galah. I've rung around several vets and they don't deal with birds.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you. I was given this number. She seems to have like a bit of a lump on her left, like just up from her claw and just under her belly, I guess.
Yeah.
And my dad's the one that spends the most time with her and has noticed it quite recently. So he's asked me to call a vet because he's hard of hearing. So
yeah, no, that's okay. So you're just wanting an appointment to get that assessed?
I think so, yeah. We live at Brendale, so it's not too far to come. We don't know how long she's had it. I'm guessing not too long. She seems to be getting around okay. She's eating and drinking, which is good. But, yeah, it's just a bit of a worry because dad is really close to her. So
yeah, no, that's fine. Listen, I do have an appointment at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, it would be next week that we'd get an appointment.
4 o'clock won't do. It'll have to be next week. How busy are you next week?
I can get you in Monday morning.
Monday morning? Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay. I can do first thing at 9 o'clock, or if you're wanting to miss some of the morning traffic, I can do 10:20.
Yeah, 10:20. That would
okay.
be, yeah, 10:20.
And I'm assuming he hasn't been to us here before at all?
No, but I think I have been there with a client I used to have when I was doing disability support.
Okay, no, we wouldn't have him on file though. Let me just grab all the details. So whose name is it going to be in your dad's name?
Yeah, it's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
And your surname?
Grice, G-R-I-C-E.
And an email address?
I'll give you mine. It's Sonia, all lowercase, S-O-N-I-A.
Yep.
Dot G.
Yep.
At live.com.au.
Okay. And is this the best contact number, Sonia?
It is, yeah, mine, yeah.
Okay, and the address?
Yeah, it's number 38.
Yep.
Bult, B-U-L-T.
Yep.
Court, Brendale.
Okay,
and that's 4500.
Yep. And Nicola's name?
Rosie, I think it's spelled R-O-S-I-E.
And how old is she approximately?
Okay, that is a bit of a question. I had her when she was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She'd probably be close to 20, if not maybe a bit more.
Okay. Alrighty. So 10:20, I'll pop you in.
Mm-hmm.
Would yourself be coming as well, or with your dad, or...?
I think I might come along too because I used to own her before my dad.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, I think I'll probably come along.
Okay, so I will send a questionnaire email to the email that you've just given me. If you can just fill that out as best as you can, it's just a bit of husbandry and diet and stuff that's been fed and stuff to Rosie. Has she been to another vet surgery that you know of before?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, no, that's okay. That's all good. Otherwise, I'll just get some history transferred over if she has been. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, it's all booked in there for 10:20 on Monday, and you'll be seeing Dr. Brock Monday. Now, the lump hasn't ulcerated, isn't bleeding or anything like that?
It doesn't seem to be, no.
No? Okay, that's good. Okay, well, not a problem. Well, I'll get that questionnaire sent over to you now, and, yeah, we'll see you on Monday then at 10:20.
Thank you very much. You've been a great help.
Not a problem. Okay then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.